listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect's weekly update from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood joins us again. What's on the radar today at the Heritage Foundation?
Well, there's always a lot of stuff, you know, going on, and I'm sure people watching the news feel like, man, can you add another headline to it? But one thing that we're really focused on right now that I would love to share with your listeners, because it's something they actually can participate in if they're interested, is what's happening with what the Pentagon wants to do and what a certain senator from the great state of Alabama is trying to stop them from doing. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is a senator from Alabama, has been holding up a vote on about 200 military promotions for various members of the military, generals and the like. And the reason he's done it is because the military came out and decided back, I think, in February, that after following the Dobbs decision, that it was going to pay for military personnel or their dependents to travel to get an abortion if they were in a state which was had put restrictions on abortions. The military was going to pay for their travel and for the abortions themselves. And of course, you know, people have different positions on abortion, but there's been a long history in this country of most people saying, whatever your position is, we don't think taxpayers should pay for it. And that's exactly what would be happening here. Taxpayer dollars would be going to pay for military personnel to travel and have abortions. And, you know, this, Steve, wasn't something that Congress debated. This was just something that the Biden administration decided it wanted it to do, and that the Pentagon went along with and said, we're going to put this in place. So that's basically Senator Tuberville has said, we're not going to have that until you rescind that policy. I'm not going to allow a vote in the U.S. Senate on these 200 promotions. And, you know, he's really taken a stand here. There's been a lot of pressure from the defense industry, obviously from other folks in the Senate and the House, in the White House, to get him to back off. But he's taken a real stand. And, you know, a lot of folks around the country, especially former military officials and veterans, are standing with him. We just launched a petition, I think, last week, and it's now got over 3,000 veterans who have signed on to this petition supporting Senator Tuberville, and the public can sign on to it as well. So if you go to heritage.org, you'll see the letter there. You can read more about it and determine whether or not you want to sign your name to it. But I think it's a really important, you know, this isn't something lawmakers have voted on. This is just one of those kind of rules and regulations that bureaucrats are putting in place without the will of the people.
Yeah, and I appreciate you letting us know where to find that online. I would guess as well, if you go to dailysignal.com, the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, and you do a search, really probably just for Tuberville, but the title of the article is Heritage Foundation Launches Petition Supporting Senator Tuberville Defunding New Military Abortion Benefits. And in the article, there's a hyperlink on where it says petition drive in the body of the, if you click that, it'll take you straight.
It'll take you right to it.
Yeah. Being transparent earlier today, I was reading the article. I'm like, isn't there a place to, and it just now as we speak, I opened the article. It was easy enough to find. So
yeah, boom, there it is.
Yeah. So great way to participate, let our leaders know where you stand.
That's
on
right.
This.
And again, I mean, people should, you know, one of the statistics that's in this news piece, if you read it, is that the number of abortions would likely skyrocket from 20 per year to more than 4,000 if the military is paying for it.
Yeah. And well, it would absolutely be more birth control method with this in place than it would be now, I'm sure.
That's right. And again, this is trying to get around the law. I mean, the reality is, you know, individual states are deciding what they want to do in abortion, and that's the law now. I mean, the Supreme Court made a decision that didn't go one way or other specifically on abortion, but said that decision goes back to the states. And, you know, much of the Biden administration didn't like that Supreme Court ruling, and this is a way they're trying to get around it. And you know, one thing people should know, especially when it comes to the military, there's been a number of issues popping up in the current at the Pentagon that really has nothing to do with military readiness, right? This has nothing to do with, you know, providing our military forces with what they need to defend the country. This is about a political agenda. And it's not just on abortion. You see it with the debate over transgender and other things. I mean, the Pentagon's involved in all of that now. And, you know, people can wonder, why is it that our armed forces are having a hard time recruiting people into the military these days? And it's happening all of Navy, Army, you look across the board, they're all having trouble recruiting. And I think there's probably more than one reason for that, but certainly one of them is this kind of politicization of the military and the kind of, and now increasingly this kind of woke agenda. You know, they mandated that military personnel get the vaccine during the pandemic. They're now saying we're going to have taxpayers pay for abortion. A lot of folks that sign up for the military, that's not what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
And so it's troubling.
Yeah. I did, by the way, see the Navy's transgender commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And not only, obviously, not only do I not like it, from a marketing standpoint, I'm not even sure they understand the demographic and, you know, what's beneficial to their recruitment, you know, numbers.
That's right. I mean, that's not your audience in terms of recruitment.
Yeah.
It's not the transgender audience. And I know a lot of young men don't want to sign up for that. A lot of young women don't want to sign up for that. So, and again, if people want to have the debate, look, we have the Defense Authorization Bill, the National Defense Authorization legislation is soon coming before the Senate. You could have this debate there. Let's have the debate of whether or not the military should be paying for abortions. You could make that part of the NDAA debate discussion, but they don't want to do that. And they don't want to do that because they know that's probably not where the public is and that they wouldn't have the votes to do it. So instead, you just have the Pentagon put out this new regulation and rule. So that's not the way government's supposed to work. It's supposed to be we get to vote on things and you vote on lawmakers who then vote on legislation and rules. And if you like the way they vote, you can send them back to DC or to your state capital. And if you don't like the way they vote, you can vote for the other person the next time around. But when you have, you know, bureaucrats that you have no control over making rules, it takes the people out of the equation, which is not supposedly the way this republic representative democracy is supposed to work.
Yeah, well, whether through the Heritage Foundation website, heritage.org, or dailyreport.com, you'll find ways to stand with our military and Senator Tuberville and this petition online. Genevieve, thanks for the insight. We'll look forward to actually 2 weeks from today, we'll get our next update. Next Friday, we have a full hour with John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran, but absolutely appreciate what you do. And a reminder to our listeners, Heritage Foundation is a nonprofit organization, and you'll find ways to support what they're doing, this work, on the web at heritage.org and at dailyreport.com. Thanks,
Genevieve. Dailysignal.com.
Or dailysignal. Thank you. dailysignal.com on the web. And we'll do this in 2 weeks, Genevieve. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.